I am here with Alice Arlen on September 23rd, 2002, at her beautiful homestead in Bryant Pond, Maine. Alice is a very highly published Maine author. She has published 7 books dealing with Maine sporting camps and other things involving people living in the environment in a benign and soft way. What's your earliest memory of the outdoors?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not exactly the response I think you're expecting, but it is another kind of outdoors. I was raised in what's known as a Skinner box. It's basically a big wardrobe with a huge picture window. And my father, who was a double major in business and engineering, looked at something that was in one of the papers and said, I think I can make this. And he made, as I say, it looked like a big wardrobe with a picture window in front of it, an intercom, and he took my mother's a professional artist, took her canvas and did a bunch of layers of canvas, and it was warm, it was sort of thermostatically controlled, and I was put in there with just diapers, just to sleep, just for naps and overnight and for the night time. I was out all the rest of the time and always out, you know, even then as a child I was, you know, brought outdoors all the time. But my earliest memory of outdoors was when I was taken out of that for good, I mean didn't even use it for night, by the time I was 1 year old. So I remember being inside of that. So I had to be under 1 year of age, 1 year old. And I remember getting on my knees, hands up on the plate glass window. I had just woken up. I noticed somebody that I knew was my mother, or I didn't have the word for it, but I knew, you know, that was my mother. And there was somebody else that wasn't the person that I knew as my father. And all of a sudden there was this bright light. And that was my first knowledge of there being a space outside myself, there being an outside.
When did you become conscious that you wanted to spend all your time outside yourself in this outside space?
Oh, immediately, as a very, very, very young child. I think the reason that I'm who I am today is not just my love of the outdoors, but the fact that I was allowed to act on that love and be part of who I was. I wasn't held back by either of my parents. You're a girl, you're supposed to stay inside. Here, play with dolls. I was allowed to be outdoors. Both of my parents, my father and mother, were organic gardeners and came from a long line of organic gardeners. Not that it was considered the thing to, in fact, it wasn't considered the thing to do, you know.
Was it a religious point of view that got them in?
No, it was just love of good food, love of the outdoors. They were not as outdoor people as I am, actually, very frankly. I was outdoors all the time. My mother would have to call me in, I'd come in for a meal, I'd go out, you know. But the thing that struck me, I was thinking about it the other day, is that I was allowed to do that. There wasn't, oh, be careful, you're going to hurt yourself. It would be the type of thing that I'd come in, oh, you've got blood dribbling down your leg, you know, where'd you get that? And I'd look and go, oh, okay. And then it would be cleaned off and on I'd go. And so I was allowed to do a lot of freedom, a lot of freedom. I was allowed a lot of freedom.